Shem Shmo Shemoshe say,
Shlach lecha anoshim, send for yourself men, v'yosuru es eres Canaan, they should tour and spy out the land of Canaan, asher ani noisim l'bnei Yisrael, that I am giving to the Bnei Yisrael. Ish echod l'mateh avoyis et tishlochu, one man to the Shevet of his fathers, kol nosi b'hem, every nosi amongst them. So Rashi over here points out, shlach l'cho anoshim us l'cho l'daitcho. Send them on your idea, on your volition. V'ani eini b'tzava l'cho. I'm not commanding you to do it. In tirtzeh shlach. If you should go Yisroel v'omru nishlach anoshim l'paneinu, because the Bnei Yisrael came and said, let us send out men before us, it says, you all came to me asking me to send out Meraglim. So Hashem says, it's not me that's getting them to be sent out. Shlach lecha. Now in this pasuk, Vatikru Elai Kulchem in Devorim, there's an interesting rashi. What does it mean, Vatikru Elai Kulchem? All of you came, the whole Bnei Yisrael came. Nor kulchem means biravuvia. You were all mixed up. Instead of the Zakenim coming at the front and representing the Bnei Yisrael, you all came mixed up. Yelodim doichven as Zakenim. The youngsters, they pushed away the Zakenim. The Zakenim and the older ones doichven as Roshim. They pushed away the heads. You all came biravuvia. You all came mixed up. So the question that the Mefarshim ask over there is, why is that a nekuda over here? The nekuda of the Meraglim was they spoke bad about Eretz Yisrael, they discouraged the Bnei Yisrael, they said Lashon Hara, but the fact that they came to Yeruvuvia, what connection does that have with the chayt of the Meraglim? As a Meister once heard from my Rosh Yeshiva, a gift as that's out, that Ramosha Cordovero was from the big Mekubolim in Tzvas, and the Arizal one time knocked on his door and he said, quickly, come, hurry, we have to go together. So Moshe Karvera runs out with the Arizal, and then he remembered that he didn't say goodbye to his wife, so he went back to his house to say goodbye and that he's leaving. By the time he came back to the Arizal says, it's too late. If you would have come with me at that moment, we could have brought Mashiach, but you delayed, we missed the opportunity. So it's the wife's fault. So Yisrael Salanta said on that Maaseh, he said, Rabbi Shekhar knew what the Arizal wanted. And Rabbi Shekhar understood that the moment was at hand, but Rabbi Shekhar held that something based on a lack of Derech Eretz, it's impossible that such a thing can come out. In other words, if Mashiach is going to come, it's not going to come in an oifen where he doesn't show the basic Derech Eretz. It has to be gebayit on Yashrus. It has to be gebayit on the regular derech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for us to do. But to be based in a night where he leaves without derech eretz, it's impossible. Even if he would have gone there on time, it's impossible that it should be gebayit on a lack of derech eretz. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Bnei Yisrael over here. Now, tikru elai kulchem, you all came up with this idea. And even if it might have been l'shem shamayim, but it was geboyt on a lack of derech eretz. It was geboyt on the youngsters pushing away the Zakenim, and the Zakenim pushing away the Roshim. In such a night, it's impossible that something good should have come out of it. So the Yisoydei, it was biravuvia, it was impossible for something good to come out of such a thing. In the parsha of the Meraglim, there's many diyukim and many tamiyos. And a lot has been said about it, and I'd like to say over a shtickle, a Moedikish shtickle from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld and the Sefer Chochmas Chaim. First of all, the hardest question to understand is that these were the Rosh of Bnei Yisrael. These were the heads of the Shvatim. How in the world is it possible? What made them, you know, go to this Krumkeit? What made them do this terrible thing? To see the bed of Eretz Yisrael and to discourage the Bnei Yisrael and to cause such a problem that Mamash lasts to Zarayim Azeh. It says, Bochay Sivke Balayla, in Eicho we say, Bochay Sivke Balayla, Shtei Bechiyas. The first Bechiyah was that they cried the night that the Meraglim came back, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Atem bechisem bechia shalchinam. You cried a bechia on that night for no reason. Chayechem. I swear, I'll give you something to cry about. The terrible tragedy that occurred for Klal Yisrael for generations because of this. How could it be that the Nesiya Yisrael should fall and make such a mistake? Later on, that's one question. Question number two. It says, Bonu el ha'aretz asher shlachtanu. We came to the land where you sent us. And it's also flowing milk and honey. Is that period? And these are the fruits. They show them these tremendous, these gigantic fruits. So Chayrish thought to the Kasha, if you're trying to discourage the Bnei Yisrael from going there, so why are you showing them the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, the beautiful fruits, right? Adarach, the beautiful fruits would want to make them go there. Why are you showing them these fruits? So the emphasis is that Rashi, Bavon is this question, Rashi was unimited on this question of Shtickle. And he says that any Dover Sheker, any lie, that you don't say emes with it also, you know, the lie is not going to be Makuyim. If you mix in a little bit of emes into it, then the lie will be Makuyim. So they wanted to show the truth also over here, so that their lie will stand. But the question is, but why is this the first thing that he showed them? If a guy wants to lie, say he'll lie, and somehow in the middle he'll mix in the truth. But the first thing to say, here are the fruits, and to show them the beauty of the land, when they want to discourage them from coming, you know, why did they do that? Also, it says, Vayehu Vayavayu, Vayaram is Priya Aretz. I'm sorry. One of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Meraglim to do is he should see Hayesh Bohem Eitzim Ayim. Is there a tree over there? Are there good trees there or not? So Rashi says, Hayesh Bohem Eitz, is there an Odom Kosher there? Whereas Chazal says, is Iyav still alive to protect the people that are there? How in the world are they supposed to find out if there is Tzaddikim there? You know, they came in there were these little ants. You know, Rashi says that they heard people talking, hey, we see little ants that look like, they see human beings the size of ants. So they're going to go around now asking, oh, are there Tzaddikim here? How are they supposed to find this out? So you have three questions over here again. Number one, how did the Meraglim make such a mistake? Number two, if they were trying to discourage the Bnei Yisrael, why are they showing them the beautiful fruits? And number three, how are they supposed to know if there is Tzaddikim there to be Megan on the Canaanim, the people that were living in the land of the Canaan? So Rabbi Yosef Haim Zonneville says to answer all of these questions, he wants to be Magdim and Gemara in Masechtas Ksuvis, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he came to the town of Gavla, to place in Eretz Yisrael. So he saw these vineyards that were so big, they were like these big, thick calves. The vineyards, the grapes were mamish nishayah. So he said to them, Eretz, Eretz, land, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Lemiach Maitzia Peresecha. Who are you giving all these beautiful fruits to? To the Arabs that sit in their Meshavadas with Aravavas? Because of Aravavas, their Meshavadas, and they cause us tzaras. For them, you're giving off your fruits? So Dr. Beer said, Chaim, like, what was the question? The land gives off fruits. You know, what was he timing on Eretz Yisrael about? The Matthias says that the land gives off fruits. So Zokhtar Yosef Chaim Zonneville, from here you see a big yisoid. Eretz Yisrael is not like just any other land. Any other land, you have good soil, planted, it grows. Eretz Yisrael grows based on the zechusim of the people that are living there. If the people that are living there are good, then Eretz Yisrael gives off fruits. If the people that are living there are bad, then you can have the best soil in the world, there's not going to be any fruits. So Yeshua ben Levi said, this is not your derech, Eretz Yisrael. Your derech is to give off fruits when there are good people over here. Who are you giving off your fruits to? For the Arabs that are being Meshavadas. That's Yisrael Aleph in what Eretz Yisrael is. It only gives off fruits when you have good people. One of the Iker Nekudas that Moshe Rabbeinu was worried about, and that the Meraglim wanted to find out, is in the Brisbane Apsarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'dor Revi Yashu Hena, the fourth generation will come back to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because until then, the Aveira of the Emori is not going to be complete. When the Emoriim do enough Aveiras that they lost their Zchus to Eretz Yisrael, so then, you know, you'll know that it's time to go in, that's V'dor Revi. But as long as their Aveiras have not chased them out of the land, you're not going to be able to go in. So the Meraglim came with a Cheshbon. Now we have a good way of knowing if the people there are still good or not. Let's see the fruits. Eretz Yisrael is a land that only gives off fruits if the people are good, right? And if the people are no good, it wouldn't be giving off fruits. So the first thing they came with, they saw these gigantic fruits. They said, hey, these people still have Zechusim and Eretz Yisrael. There's no way in the world we're going to conquer over them. That is why this is the first thing they came with to the Bnei Yisrael. Look at the fruits. Look at the fruits. You want to know if there's tzaddikim here? You want to know if they still have Zechusim? If there are tzaddikim that will be making on them? Of course they do. Look at the large the fruits. The land is still producing fruits. And that's why that's the first thing that they came with to discourage the Bnei Yisrael. Yehoshua and Kalev were timing just the opposite. They were saying, no, you have no raya from over there that the people in Eretz Yisrael are good. Maybe the reason why the fruits are good is because us. And like the lesson that Yeshua and Kalev used, ki lachmeinu hem, that those fruits were meant for us because we were about to enter Eretz Yisrael. It may very well be that there's a chusim are gone, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to bring us into a barren land, into a land that doesn't produce fruits. See, he made those beautiful fruits because we were about to enter. That was the time of Yeshua and Kalev. So it answers up all the questions. Number one, where was the mistake in the miracle? There was a very good basis for their mistake, because they knew what Eretz Yisrael's teva is, and they knew that if the Avon HaMayri was full, then there wouldn't have been any fruits there. That a very good basis for their time. Why did they come with the fruits if they wanted to discourage the Bnei Yisrael? Adarabah, that would be the biggest discouragement of the Bnei Yisrael, that shows that there is still tzaddikim there. The time against them was, like Yeshua and Kalev were saying, no, you're making a mistake. You're right, that Eretz Yisrael only produces fruits for good people. But their Aveiros already, they deserve to be chased out of there already. The reason why the fruits are good are only because of us, because we have to enter over there with tremendous bounty. This was the Shakra Vitaria between Yeshua and Kalev and the Meraglim, and that answers up all the questions. The time when the Meraglim went in were the days of Bikuri Anovim. The Arizal says that the mitzvah of Bikurim is to be Mesakim the Aveira of the Meraglim. Because the Meraglim wanted to make Eretz Yisrael Mias in the eyes of the Bnei Yisrael. And Mrs. Bikurim was given because these are the fruits that Eretz Yisrael was praised with. So the Dafkit, those seven fruits, keep the Sayur, Gefen, Tehna, Bim, and Tamarim, these are the seven fruits that Nishabko Be'eretz Yisrael, so to offset the time of the Meraglim and the tremendous Kitrug and the tremendous Chayi that they brought against Klal Yisrael, the Mitzvah Bikurim is to offset that. So Menachem Zembe, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kodesh L'Brocha, he commented on this Arizal that's Merumas in the Mishnah. The Mishnah Bikurim says, the Lashon is, Ketzad Mafrishna Bikurim. How are you Mafris Bikurim? Yerid Odom Besoik Sadeyu, person goes into his field, Veroya Te'ena Shebichra, he sees that the first Te'ena has come out, Eshkol Shebikr, a cluster of grapes, Rimon Shebikr, a pomegranate, he puts a string around it, and he says, Hare'elu Bikurim. These three payers are the three payers that the Meraglim used to put down Eretz Yisrael. They carried Eshkol of Anovim, they carried a Rimon, and they carried a Te'ena. So the Mishnah that speaks about Bikurim, the Dafka mentions these three fruits, because these are the fruits that the Meraglim used to be Malsam in Eretz Yisrael. And what happened to the Mishnah when it's involved in the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael, it uses these three fruits. Bayalu Banegev, the Pasuk says. They went up to the south of Eretz Yisrael. That was supposed to be the worst part of Eretz Yisrael. And even so, they would see good things there, Moshe Rabbeinu told them. Bayalu Banegev, Vayovoi Ad Chevron. And he came to Chevron. It starts out with the Loshen Rabin. Vayalu Banegev, Vayovoi Loshen Yochid Ad Chevron. Visham Achimon Sheshai Vesalmai, Yilide Harna. There you have the children of the big giant. What's the Vayovay Lashon Yochid? Only Kali went to Chevron. The rest of them did not go to Chevron. Only Kali went to Chevron. So the question is, what was the significance of mentioning that in Chevron were the sons of the giant? What was the purpose of that? Was it to tell us that because the Meraglim used that to scare the Bnei Yisrael? But the Meraglim didn't go here. We're talking about only Kalev here. And Kalev certainly did not use this to scare the Bnei Yisrael with. So why on the Pasuk when it says that Kalev went in here, it has to mention over here the giants, the Elidei Ha'anok. So the Marshon, Masechta Saita, the Flamed Aleph and Bidei says that this is coming to teach me the other Meraglim did not come in here because of the fear of the Anokim. And Kalev had to go in there by himself. Despite the fact that there were giants here, Kalev entered. So Sam Sefer says, I'm going to read the Kipshat on this. Later on, the Pasuk says, Va'adi Kalev, Ekev Hoysa Ruach Acheres Imai. Because he had a different spirit, Va'yamalei Acharoi, and he went after my words, Va'avi Yosef Eva Oretz Asher Boshoma, I will bring him to this land in Hebron. Vizara Yerushena, he is going to conquer Hebron. He's going to get Hebron. What is this Ruach Acheres Imoy? He had a different spirit. Is it that he went against the Meraglim? Yeshua also went against the Meraglim. So why does it say B'davka D'Akolei Ruach Acheres Imoy? Zoktach Sam Sefer, that the Zohar HaKadosh says that there's a tremendous packet of the giants. Tremendous pocket of the giants. And that the Meraglim didn't want to go in there, and that Mrs. Kalev didn't want to go in there either. But Kalev was so afraid of going away from Hashem. He was so afraid of going against the word of Hashem and the word of Moshe Rabbeinu and falling prey to the Meraglim that he overcame his natural tendencies of fear of the giant because of the greater fear of Hashem. And he himself went to Hebron to daven by the Maris HaMachpelah. Reiner Shalom, please save me, Matzas Meraglim. That's what the Torah is telling us over here. Ruach Acheres Hoitzavoy. His natural tendency was to be fearful of these giants. But what did he do? He overturned this Ruach because of the Ruach of fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that overcame his fear of the giants. So that explains to us why it mentions the names of the giants here, because there was a natural fear over here. The Ruach Acheres Hoitzavoy was the godless of a Kalev. That even though can you imagine facing a person that you are an ant compared to that person? That's what Rashi says. We heard them saying that there are little ants there that look like humans. I mean, these people were massive. And Kalev was not afraid of that. Kalev went in, he was afraid of that. But he overcame that fear because of the greater fear of going away from the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Ruach HaKeres Bo, as I learned from Sam Sefer. Pasuk afterwards goes on to say, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimer. Davro Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Bnei Yisrael. The Omarta Alein, you should tell them. The Vayachem of Aris Hashem, maybe as Shema, when you come to the land that I am bringing you there, first of all, there's a mitzvah challah, it's a kind of a truma. When you bake challahs, when you bake bread, you have to give off challah. Then afterwards, the Torah goes on to speak about if a person is Ibra Vayidazara B'Shoyeg, what is the halacha? The Chisishgu V'Loisasu, as Kol HaMitzvah Se'elim. If you'll be b'shoyeg, you will make a mistake, and you won't do one of these mitzvahs. Ashadibur Hashem al Moshe. Es kol ashasiva Hashem aleichem b'yad Moshe. Anything that Hashem commanded Moshe. Menayim ashasiva Hashem v'hola l'dayri seikim. This pasuk is only talking about Avodah Zarah. Yet, it's a very lengthy pasuk, and it sounds like the pasuk is redundant. Listen to the words. V'chisishgu v'loisasu es kol ha-mitzvah se'ela shadibur Hashem al Moshe. So Rashi says, what does this kol ha-mitzvah se'ela mean? Avodah Zarah is equal to all the mitzvahs. Then again the Torah repeats. Es kol ha-shetziva Hashem aleichem yad Moshe min ha-yayim ha-shetziva Hashem v'holo l'dayri se'elam. The words sound redundant. What is the pasuk coming to tell us over here? So the Vilna Gaon says that over the years there were two different types of apikurzim. There's one type of an apikurzim that says, this Rabbi Yisrael doesn't apply. That doesn't apply to everybody else. It only applies to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Anokhi Hashem Elokecha, Lo'yil L'choi Sedeb B'loshin Yochid. It does not apply to us. That's one kind of an apikurzim. As a matter of fact, Moshe Rabbeinu himself used this time in fact on the Baruch Hu. When he wanted to get the Yidden, pardon for the Chet HaEgel, he said, Rabbeinu Shalom, you gave them a Mokim L'tos, because you said, Anokhi Hashem Elokecha, B'loshin Yochid, and Lo'yil L'chol B'loshin Yochid, you gave them a Mokim to make a mistake. And there aren't after such people that hold that. It's only said to Moshe Rabbeinu. There's other people that say, even if it was given to the Bnei Yisrael, all the Bnei Yisrael, it was only in the times of Har Sinai, it was only the people that went through the Midbar, but for later generations, you know, it's a new generation, times are different, it doesn't apply. Zakhtav on the Goyim, that this is what the Torah is telling us over here. That's shot in the Pasuk. V'chisishu v'loisasu, as kol ha-mitzvus ha-eileh, if you're going to make a mistake and not do these mitzvahs, which is referring to Avodah Zarah, and what are you going to claim? Asher dibur Hashem al Moshe. Hashem only said it to Moshe for himself or to his generation. Number one, you should know, as kol ha-shasiva Hashem, whatever Hashem commanded, aleichem, it's going on all of you. It's not only going on Moshe Rabbeinu. No, the only thing was, it was beyond Moshe, it was through Moshe Rabbeinu, but it was meant for all of you. Second of all, min hayayim ha-shasiva Hashem v'hova l'day reseichem. Not only was it going for that generation, but it was going for all other generations. So the pasuk is a little bit lengthy over here, but it takes care of the two sets of apikursim. Those that say that it was only given over to Moshe Rabbeinu, number one, you should know it's aleichem, it's to you, from that day, for all different generations. There's also a makom to say that the reason why the Torah is so nairach over here, and why people would make a mistake, is because today we don't have Avodah Zarah anymore. The Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle were mispawel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you only gave us this Yetzirah that we should overcome it and be Mekabel Schar. We don't need it, we don't need the Schar. Take away the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. And sure enough, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. But like the Chazon Yish says, and others say, that you don't have mamash the Yetzahara of idolatry, but there's other Avodah Zarah. There's the Yetzahara of money, there's the Yetzahara of materialism, there's the Yetzahara of communism. There's many, many different isms that came up over the years, which were Avodah Zarah. The types of Avodah Zarah is foreign service. Anything that takes you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For that, the Torah has to be Meramez over here. Avodah Zarah is in every single generation. It's not only in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not only the idols that you found in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Every single generation has its own particular Avodah Zarah. That's why the Torah has to stress over here. As kol ha-shasiva Hashem aleichem, it's from the time he commanded it. And don't think that just because the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah became bottle, don't think it doesn't exist anymore. Pasuk goes on to say, "Davar al bnei Yisrael va'amarta aleihem va'osu lehem tzitzis al kanfei bigdeihem l'dayreisam v'nosnu al tzitzis akonu b'sil tcheilas." It's sort of like the Torah splits the mitzvah of tzitzis into two. Dabro b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleihem. Speak to the b'nei Yisrael and you should say to them, v'osu lehem tzitzis al kanfei bigdeihem l'dayreisam. They should make for themselves tzitzis on the corners of their beged for their generations. And then again it says, the second thing, they should put on every corner one string of tchelas. Why did the Torah separate the two mitzvahs? The Torah should have said it all in one. That be'el v'nei Yisrael. And then say l'dayreisam. It's part of one big mitzvah, so the l'dayreisam should have been said at the end. Why does it split it? Like the mitzvah regular tzitzis is l'dayreisam for their generations. And then after that it says, it happens to say, put tchelas in. There's a very interesting remez over here. You know, there's a big controversy over the mitzvah of tchelas. Had the Radzina Rebbe, Zeichet Tzadik B'Kodesh L'Bracha, who, besides being an unbelievable tzadik, was a goyin in the Kodesh, Rebbe Gershon Chanoich Leiner, Radzina Rebbe, did research, and in a brilliant manner, he wrote Sforim about the union of the tchelas. He claimed that he found the chilozayim, and in Eila, he had his tchelas. So you do a Radzina Chasidim Arayayim Hazeh, they have tchelas. In later years, there's others that came up with a different source for the tchelas. They claim that it's not a fish, it's a snail that's found somewhere in the north of Eretz Yisrael. There's different shittas as to what exactly the tchelas is. In the time of the tumult of the tchelas, the Razina Rebbe came to the Beis HaLevi. He wanted to get his haskama, and he proved, he brought rayas, and he has the tchelas. The Beis HaLevi says, he quoted a medrash that there's a Kabbalah, that until Mashiach comes, we're not going to have the tchelas. In In other words, the Tchelos was here, and until Mashiach comes, we're not going to have the Tchelos. So the Vilna Gaon says that there's a remez in this pasuk over here to that. That's why the pasuk divides it up. The first chelik in tzitzis is va'oshvelem tzitzis al kind of big name l'dayresam. That they make tzitzis on the corner of the beged, that's for all generations. But now that we're finished with that, v'nosral tzitzis akonav sul tchelis. Over there, it doesn't say l'dayresam. Once it was hidden, it does not apply l'dayresam. So the Gros says a remez from this to what the Medrash says. The lashon of the Medrash is that once it was hidden, we no longer have the tchelis. Now, it is possible that the Metzius of the Tchelos today is the Tchelos, but Vaishtesh from the Medrash, that until Mashiach comes and to tell us that we should do it again, Vaishtesh said that's chus, that we don't have that until Abiyaz Goyal Tzedek Meir Yameinu. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.
Thank you.
That was my own mashal.
Right.
I didn't hear about that. No.